我们一同打开圣经创世纪第三十三章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪第三十三章。
Genesis 33.
我读到停止的时候，你们读。
I will read and when I end, please carry on.
雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后头跟着四百人，他就把孩子们分开，交给利亚、拉结和两个使女。并且叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头，利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在近后头，他自己在他们前头过去，一连七次伏伏在地，才就近他哥哥。以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项，与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。以扫举目看见妇人的孩子，就说，这些和你同行的是谁呢？雅各说，这些孩子是神赐恩给你的仆人的。于是两个使女和他的孩子前来下拜，利亚和他的孩子也前来下拜，随后约瑟和拉结也前来下拜。以扫说，我所遇见的这些群畜是什么意思呢？雅各说，是要在我主面前蒙恩的。以扫说，兄弟啊，我的已经够了，你的人归你吧。雅各说，不然，我若在你眼前蒙恩，就求你从我手里收下这礼物，因为我见了你的面如同见了上帝的面，而且你容纳了我，求你收下我带给你的礼物，因为上帝恩待我，使我充足。雅各再三地求他，他才收下。以扫说，我们可以起身前往，我在你前头走。雅各对他说，我主知道孩子们年幼娇嫩，牛羊也正在乳养的时候，若是催赶一天，群畜都必死了。求我主在仆人前头行，我要量着在我面前群畜的孩子的力量，慢慢地前行，直到希尔我主那里。以扫说，容我把跟随我的人留几个在你这里。雅各说，何必呢？只要在我主眼前蒙恩就是了。于是以扫当日起行，回往西尔去了。雅各就往苏格去，在那里为自己盖造房屋，也为撑出他棚，因此那地方叫苏格。我们大家一同读。雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，平平安安地到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东支搭帐篷，就用100块银子向示剑的父亲哈摩的子孙买了支帐篷的那块地，在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫做伊利伊罗伊以色列，就是上帝以色列上帝的意思。我们读经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们讲了雅各回到半路的时候，遇到天使与他摔跤。
Last week we talked about how Jacob met the messenger of God and wrestled with him along the way.
他远远地跑到拉班那里去。
From far he went to the place of Laban.
结果为了娶利亚，他14年等于做拉班的奴仆。
And for 14 years he became slave of Laban just to marry his daughters.
当他发现这么劳碌下去，到底我人生什么意义的时候，
When he discovered that there's no meaning to his life if he works so hard,
归心如箭。
He really thought of going home.
我应当好好建立我的家园。
He believed that he should establish his own home.
应当好好成立我自己的家室，我的财产，我的前途。
And he should take care of his own future, build up his own family.
我不是有妻子，有仆人，有许多的羊群，还有一大堆的孩子吗？
You realize that he had many children, he had wives, he had maid servants, and a lot of people.
神为我预备的不是米索波那米。
God has not prepared Mesopotamia for me.
神为我预备的是应许给我主亚伯拉罕、以撒的地方。
And God has prepared for me a land promised to Abraham and Isaac.
所以我要回到迦南的地区。
I want to return to Canaan.
但是那里有我的哥哥。
But my brother is there.
那里有恨我的哥哥。
A brother who hates me.
有一定要杀我的哥哥。
Who will surely kill me.
我要怎样面对这个事情呢？
How would I face this problem?
雅各的一生
In the life of Jacob,
是许多现在的人都可以了解的 整个生命的复杂性、社会的诡诈性、世间的仇恨，这些东西总集合的一种人生写照。
There is a lot of complexity and deception, things that people of the world understand today.
他在原地被拉班欺骗十次。
He was deceived by Laban 10 times in a foreign land.
他离家之后，他养了一大堆的牲畜，有了一大堆的孩子。
After he left his home, he can raise many livestock and have many children.
忘记他的家里还有一块石头没有办法掉下去。
But he remembered that there is still a piece of stone that he couldn't get rid of.
随时回去都有被杀的灾祸。
And this stone would kill him when he returned.
那他怎么样面对这一大堆已经生下的子女呢？
But then he had lots of children. How would he take care of them?
他到老的时候还是一个自私的人。
When he was old, he was still a selfish man.
这个叫做本性难移。
It is just his very nature.
他到老的时候还是先顾自己，就是要牺牲别人。
When he was old, he first took care of himself. He would sacrifice others.
所以他把他孩子、把他的妻子、把他的妾全部安排到前面，过了岸，自己一个人留在这个尼泊火，这个亚伯火的这个渡口。
And so his method was to send his wife, his concubine, his children across the river first, and he himself would stay safe over the other side.
如果发生灾难，孩子、妻子先死，他还要留自己一条命。
If there is any disaster, they will die first, and he will be preserved.
这就是他最后一次老生命的写照。
And this was how he was like when he was old.
神就来对付他。
And at that point, God came to him.
上帝要让雅各的旧生命停在今天。
And God wanted to end the old life of Jacob.
上帝要让以色列的新生命从今天开始。
And that the new life of Israel may be born.
所以天快亮的时候。
And when daybreak came.
真是黑夜已尽，白昼就要来了。
When darkness was about to end and light was to come.
神自己的手加在他的身上。
The hand of God was upon Jacob.
神抓了他大腿窝的一块肉。
And God grabbed hold of his hip.
使他从今以后终身变成残废的人。
And from that time onwards, he became a cripple for the rest of his
life. 为什么要他过一个新生命的生活，要把他的旧生命把他残废掉？
Why was he made a cripple just to have a new life?
人的尽头才是神的开头。
The end of any human being is the beginning of God.
一生靠你的智慧聪明。
If you have been relying on your own strength.
一生利用我给你的天资，给你的聪明。
If you have been making use of the talent and abilities that God has given to you.
尽量做自私以自己，对自己有利，对别人有害的事情。
And in your life, you try your best to do things that are self-serving.
现在我要把你的健康拿掉。
God will then take away your health.
把你的英姿拿掉。
They take away your confidence.
把你这些自己感到最有信心的自己生命中间的恩赐把它拿掉。
Take away the talents that you have relied upon all your life.
使你变成一个残废的人。
That you will become disabled.
使你变成连行走都没有办法表现常人的姿态的人。
That you cannot even walk like a normal person.
那你才会重新做人。
Then you will start afresh.
我们今天为什么骄傲呢？
Why are we arrogant today?
我们觉得我的面型英俊漂亮，所以骄傲。
Because we think that we are handsome, so we are arrogant.
因为我们的健康，我们的身材，我们骄傲。
Because we are healthy, we are strong, we are arrogant.
因为我们语言，因为我们的天赋而骄傲。
Because we are articulate, because we are talented, we become arrogant.
我们的学问，因为我们的资历而骄傲。
Because we are academically qualified, we are arrogant.
神等你，等你自动谦卑下来。
God may be waiting for you to become humble for a long time.
你一直在等候中间没有觉悟。
But in the midst of the waiting, you are not awakened.
直到有一天上帝把这些曾经给你的东西都收回的时候，你就没有骄傲的本钱。
And you will no longer be arrogant if suddenly God will take back all these things.
我常常衡量一个人的时候。
When I would look at a person and judge him,
我有个问题。
I always ask a question.
这个人这么有才干，他一生应当达到的是什么？
This person is so talented, so what could he accomplish in life?
我要问，现在他为什么所达到的那么成就那么小呢？
And I want to ask why would he do so little things today?
所以我的答案是 there must be something wrong that he himself does not conscious.
那答案应该是他自己本身不知道错在哪个地方。
他自己有一些错的事情，他完全没有自救。
That he himself is not conscious of the wrong.
这个问题问在别人身上，我也常常问在自己身上。
I would ask others of this question, and I ask myself the same question.
我已经尽了我所能做的吗？
Have I done my utmost best?
我已经达到神要我达到的吗？
Have I fulfilled what God has planned for me?
如果我为自己比别人更有成就而骄傲的话，
If I'm arrogant because I've accomplished more than others,
我从来没有觉悟到神要我达到的远比这个更大。
I may not be conscious that God wants me to do even more.
那我还是得罪上帝。
In this sense, I will still sin against God.
就是有一天我在上帝面前受审判的时候，
One day when I stand in judgment before God,
不是照着我达到了多少来夸口。
I will not be able to boast based on what I have accomplished.
我为什么没有达到神要我达到了来交账。
But God will hold me accountable for what I have not reached.
所以这种数学是很可怕的。
This sort of mathematical formula is frightening.
我们从哪里看到这个原则呢？
Where is this principle from?
神对约书亚的要求看到这个原则。
We see this from the way God demanded of Joshua.
圣经说当约书亚年老的时候，
The Bible says when Joshua was old,
神对他说，
God said to him,
你年纪已经老迈了。
You are now aged.
上帝是很诚实的。
God is very honest.
上帝不会说你看起来还是好年轻哦。
God will not say, well, you still look very young.
几十年不见你还是差不多一样哦。
After so many decades, you still look the same.
那是我们中国人的文化。
It's a Chinese culture.
明明看他老了，哎，没有什么变，没有什么变，你就乱讲一场。
The guy may be very old, but out of courtesy, you say you're still young.
上帝看见约书亚说，你老了。
When God saw Joshua, God said, you are old.
他一点不讲好话。
And God will
你已经老迈了，
you are now old,
你不像从前了，
not like the past,
但是，
however,
你年纪这么大了，
now that you are so old,
还有很多地你还没有打胜仗， 你在做什么？
There are still many lands that you have yet to conquer.
所以上帝不会以你， 你有所成就来称赞你。
And so God will not praise you just because you have accomplished
something. 上帝要因为你还没有做成， 要你做的工作来追讨你。
But he will hold you accountable for things you have not yet done.
对这件事的敏感度，
the sensitivity we have towards such things,
也就是灵性的一部分，
will determine part of our spirit.
也就是你在世的年轮能不能更努力做工的动因。
And it will determine whether you will work even harder while you are still alive.
什么时候我们满足的时候，
when will we be satisfied with ourselves?
那就是我们停止的时候。
When we are satisfied with ourselves, we will stop working.
什么我们停止的时候，
and when we stop,
也就是神不再施恩的时候。
It will also be when God stopped giving His grace to us.
这个很可怕的一件事情。
It is a horrifying thing.
这也是很多人从来不感到是一件很可怕事情的事情。
But it is something that few will be conscious about.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
当上帝的手压在你身上的时候，
when the hand of God is upon you,
当上帝把你所有而没有好好发挥，只为你自己而存有的东西拿去的时候，
when God retrieved the talent that He has given to you that you have not used,
你不要怪上帝，
do not blame Him.
你只能怪你自己，曾经交在你手中的，你浪费掉，你没有用掉，你完全为自己。 所以神把它收回了。
You can only blame yourself for wasting away the talent and gift that God has given to you now that He has taken it back.
我在40多年前教的一群孩子，
40 over years ago I was teaching a group of children.
里面一个很可爱的11岁的男孩子，
There was an 11 year old boy who was very handsome.
发生了一件事情以后，他永远不出现了。
But he disappeared after something happened.
我就问为什么呢？
So I asked why?
到底发生了什么事情？
What exactly happened?
后来我去找他看了一次，我吓死了。
And I went to visit him and I was astonished.
他已经是我完全不认得的人。
He became a person I could not recognize.
所以从此以后他不要露面。
And he didn't want to come out in the open
家人也不要让他露面。
And the family members also would not let him come out.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他很笨。
Because he was foolish.
他家里有一瓶酒精。
There was a bottle of alcohol.
他要玩玩看酒精做火是什么样子。
He wanted to investigate how it reacts with fire.
又怕爸爸知道他玩酒精。
He was afraid that the father would catch him.
他把酒精放在个大盘子里面。
So he poured the alcohol into a big plate.
在床底下玩。
And he played with fire beneath his bed.
点火的时候呢，
And when he lighted the
match, 整个烧起来就把他脸烧坏了， 肉就烂掉了。
Exploded and his face was damaged.
耳朵就没有了。
And the ears,
他就大叫大喊，
and so he wailed loudly,
又怕爸爸看见，
but he was afraid the father would catch him.
他就扑在酒精的上面，
and he just jumped on the alcohol.
所以整个就把他身体烧烂，
and now the whole body was burned.
那我去看他的时候呢，
when I visited him,
他见我一面以后就搬家， 就不要跟人家看了。
After he saw me, he just moved
away. 永远再没有办法看见他从前那漂亮的脸孔。
And forever I will not be able to see his handsome face anymore.
完了，
Because that was the end.
没有了。
It was the end.
不可能再有了。
It was impossible.
收回了。
It was taken back.
当上帝把给你的东西拿回去的时候。
So when God takes back what he has given to you.
你是没有办法跟他论理的。
There is no way you can bargain.
当上帝把曾经给你的恩典收掉的时候。
If God takes back the grace that he has once given to you.
你是没有办法再跟他争夺的。
You cannot grab it back.
那上帝会对你说什么？
And God will say to you,
I gave you already.
我已经给了你。
I have given you.
以前我已经给了你。
Opportunity.
这个机会。
Beauty.
美貌。
Health.
你的健康。
Freedom.
你的自由。
All talents.
所有的恩赐。
But you abuse that and you misuse it.
你完全的误用它。
So I take it back.
所以现在我把它收回。
这个很可怕的事。
This is something horrifying.
雅各瘸腿走路的时候。
Now that Jacob was limping.
就像路边一个毫无其言的。
He was just like a beggar.
没有一个人可以再尊重他了。
No one would then honor him.
你看瘸腿的人走路，谁会看得起他呢？
And people look down on those who are limping.
他只能流泪。我曾经有过英姿，有过健壮，有个很正常的身体。
He can only shed tears as he recall his past.
主啊，可怜我吧。
Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
主啊，给我有回从前的身体。
Oh Lord, give me back that body.
上帝说你不必祷告。
God said, don't have to pray.
曾经给你。
I have given you before. Now I've taken it back.
你可以哭。
You can will.
你没有办法得。
But I will not give it back to you.
上帝是轻慢不得的。
God is not to be taken lightly.
落在永生上帝的手里是极其可怕的。
It is extremely horrifying to find yourself in the hands of the living God.
我讲这些话要我们不要玩弄上帝的恩典。
These words are given to you so that you will not take God for granted.
不要把神放在我们里面的潜在能当作我们自己骄傲轻看别人的一个工具。
That God should not be placed into our heart as if it's a tool that we may despise others.
但是就在这个时候，上帝对雅各说：“你的名不是雅各，你的名要改成以色列。”
But right at that moment, God said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel."
雅各什么意思呢？
What does Jacob
mean? 抓住的意思。
It means to grab hold.
有机会他一定抓住。
All opportunities he will grab.
有可能他一定不放过。
All possibilities he will hold on to.
这个追求的人一个很伟大的一种个性的表达。
This is a great character of someone who would strive.
如果你能抓住机会。
If you can grab hold opportunity.
当然你别人更蒙恩了。
Of course you will be more blessed.
如果你能得罪一些别人没有办法得罪的。
If you can get things that others could not.
你的生命一定比别人更丰盛。
Your life will be more abundant.
但是你为什么要抓住呢？
But why would you grab hold of it?
为什么要争夺呢？
Why would you fight for
it? 如果你是为神的国度争，不要让给魔鬼，你是伟大的人。
It will be great indeed if you fight for the cause of the kingdom of God.
如果你是为你自己的自私，为你自己的好处损害别人去抓去争的话，你是像撒旦一样的。
But if it is because of your own selfishness and self-serving, you are but like Satan.
耶稣基督跟魔鬼不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between Jesus Christ and Satan.
耶稣基督本有上帝的形象，却不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的。
Is that although Jesus Christ is God, he did not consider himself to be like God.
所以他谦让自己。
And he was willing to humble himself.
他倒空自己。
And willing to empty himself.
舍弃自己。
To deny himself.
结果他降世为人。
And to be humble and be like one of us.
这样一个忘我，这样一个舍己的主。
This Lord who is self-sacrificing.
他才有权柄说，你们若不舍己，背起十字架来跟从我，你就不配于做我的门徒。
Therefore has the authority to tell us that we are to deny ourselves, take our cross and follow him, or we are unworthy to be his disciples.
但是魔鬼撒旦完全反过来。
But Satan and the devil completely the other way around.
被造之物。
He was a creature.
他完全没有神性。
He is not divine.
但他要以上帝同等。
But he wanted to be same status as God.
所以本是神的基督道成肉身，降卑自己。
Jesus Christ as God came humbly as a human being.
基督的降卑是主动的。
And he took on his own initiative to be humble.
基督被升为高是被动的。
And he was elevated by God.
魔鬼要变成与上帝同等是主动的。
But Satan took the initiative to be like God.
上帝把他丢下来，他就变成被动的。
And God would then strike him down and he became passive.
整个树林的总原则。
These are spiritual general principles.
主动升高的就被动降卑。
Those who try to become elevated will be hit down.
主动降卑的就被动升高。
But if you take the initiative to be humble, you will be elevated.
谁是像耶稣基督的呢？
So who is like Jesus Christ?
谁是像撒旦的呢？
Or like Satan.
当你要抓住的时候，
When you want to grab an opportunity,
你的动机是为什么？
The question is, what is your motive?
雅各是抓住的意思。
Jacob means to grab hold of.
他为自己。
For himself.
结果呢，被天使把他抓一把。他抓住不到，被抓到了。
In the end, the messenger of God grabbed him instead.
所以神对他说
，God said to him,
你不要再叫雅各
，Do not be called.
从今以后你要叫以色列
，Jacob, but now Israel.
你还记得上个礼拜我对你说以色列这个字什么意思吗
？Last week I talked about what Israel means.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
记得吗
？Can you remember?
上帝的皇太子
，The crown prince of God.
The crown prince of God.你是上帝的皇太子
You are the crown prince of God.
你像乞丐一样
But you are living like a beggar.
上帝现在要叫你脱离你外表的自尊
And God wants you to get rid of your external dignity.
今天很多女孩子很注重她的美丽
A lot of women are interested in their own beauty.
然后比别人美丽她就比别人骄傲一点
And they become a bit more arrogant if they are more beautiful.
如果她有一点不美丽她宁可死好像活不下去一样
And a lot of people are willing to die even if they become a bit ugly.
你到底是谁
But who are you?
世界上很多不美丽的人，他就不能活在世界上吗
？Does that mean that all ugly women should die?
你为你的美丽
，for your own beauty，
你常常得罪很多的人。
Very often you sin against many people.
你为你的美丽
，for your own beauty，
你花了很多不应该花的钱。
You would have spent a lot of money. You
为你的美丽
，for your own vanity，
忽略了你灵性的追求。
And you will ignore your own spirituality.
所以除了你在教会里比别人美丽外，你什么都不做，也不探访，也不爱人，也不侍奉。也没有什么成就。
And in the church, you may be more beautiful than everybody else, but you don't get involved in any ministry.
你还不悔改吗
？Would you not repent?
上一次有一次，上帝把你的美丽拿掉的时候，你就知道你是很可怜的人。
If God were to remove your beauty, you will find yourself to be pathetic.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我现在每一天感到自己老一点点。
Every day I discover I'm getting a bit older.
昨天晚上我试试看，把三年前我指挥音乐队的时候。两年前指挥的跟去年指挥的跟最近的录影带一比一下这四年我老了八岁
Yesterday I compared all the different years of conducting I did and I discovered I've gone older by 8 years in 4 years
因为他们拍我指挥的从后面拍所以光头都看到了
Because they always take from behind so can see they're balding
那我看自己变成这个样子
And I look at myself, I have age.
我当然很不甘愿。
Of course, I'm not very.
因为我从前很英俊。
I used to be very handsome.
啊，现在看自己变成这样，怎么办呢
？But what would I do? I'm now so old.
我没有办法。
But there's no way out.
我不能指挥我的头皮再生头发出来。
I cannot command my hair to grow again.
我只能接受。
I can only accept.
接受什么
？Accept what?
接受事实。
Accept the fact.
接受衰老。
Accept aging.
接受没有头发。
Accept balding.
接受已经老了不好看了。
Accept that I've grown older.
但问题是。什么呢
But the problem is,
我虽然现在不好看，我的听众还在增加哎。
Although I don't look good, the people still keep coming.
我们各地的聚会呢，人数还在突破哎。
In all our gathering, people kept coming and breaking records.
Danford 最后一次我去的时候
，In Danford the last meeting
是900个人
，900 people.
但去年再去的时候
，Last year when I went
是2300人
，2300 people.
Washington D.C.
In Washington D.C.
最后一次去的时候是1500人
，A while ago it was 1500.
四月份三个月前我去的时候
，Three months ago October
有2000多人在听
，2000 people came.
照样在其他的地方 ，Philadelphia。
Same thing in Philadelphia.
从前1100人
，In the past 1100。
三个月前是2300人
，Two months ago 3000。
所以有的地方是几千几万人听到。
So some places
为什么
1000K？
因为上帝说你做我的皇太子不必要很多头发。
Because God say as a crown prince you don't have to have a lot of hair.
我还可以继续用你。
I can still use you.
我可以把你的自然恩赐把它夺回。
Then I can take back your natural gift.
我可以赐给你更多属灵的恩赐。
But God can bless us with more spiritual gifts.
所以雅各这一天呢，就是他最后做雅各的一天，是最先做以色列的第二天。
That day was the last day of Jacob, but the first day of Israel.
到了33章的时候
，When we reach chapter 33,
你看见他的布阵完全改过来了。
You will see that the order of things change.
他对家人的次序照样像过去一样的。
Although he grouped the people in the same manner,
可以先死的让他在前面。
He allowed those who can die to be in front.
比较重要的在后面。
The more important people at the back.
更重要的在后面。
And the most important.
最重要的在最后面。
And the most important at the
back. 最重要的是谁呢？
But who was the most
important? 是谁啊？
Who?
就是拉结所生的。
The son of Rachel.
又是。
Joseph,
这个最重要的在后面
to put in the real,
那么他自己呢
but for himself,
在最后面的最后面是不是呢
was he at the very, very
不是、
no.
他跑到最前面去
Now he went right
为什么
Why?
缺腿的死了算了吧
Because he was already limping.
像一个乞丐有什么好保留的
he was like a beggar.
现在他已经不一样了
he was very different now.
他生命给上帝抓了以后
After God grabbed hold of his life,
不再顾自己
He no longer was self-centered.
不再为自己。
He no longer
prayed for himself. 他现在成了一个大丈夫。
Now he was like a real gentleman.
他成了一个肯负责任的人。
A person who was responsible.
走在最前头。
And he walked right in front.
一拐一拐。
And limped.
去见以扫。
To meet Esau.
你看，这是很感动人的事情。
And this is very moving.
如果你把圣经当作一个普遍的故事来读。
If you read the Bible as if you are reading a storybook.
特别是你当作你跟人家比赛哪一个读经更多来比。
Especially when you have a competition to see who can read faster.
你完全没有得到什么。
You will not gain anything.
但你从神的主权，从人的知识，从神的教义，从人的改变来看全本圣经的时候。
If you look at the Bible from the sovereignty of God to the selfishness of man and the reaction of man.
你发现没有任何一本书比这本书更有教义人类的价值的那个成分。
You will find that not a single book in the world has educational value like this book.
旧的雅各死了。
The old Jacob has passed away.
自私抓住的个性死了。
The selfish and the grabbing hold character has disappeared.
现在没有什么可以抓了。
There is nothing to grab anymore.
我没有美貌可言。
I have no beauty.
我没有雄壮的男人的英姿可讲。
I am no longer strong like a young man.
我没有健康的身体可比。
I don't have a healthy body anymore.
我像一个乞丐一样的是非常缺腿，非常没有用的人。
Now like a beggar, I'm limping.
要死嘛，我先死。
I will be willing to die.
要逃嘛，让别人先逃。
And let others escape.
我现在有尽责任。
Now I will be responsible.
做一个父亲。
To be a father.
像样的父亲。
A good father.
如果死，我就先死。
Then I will die first.
如果危险，我就先危险。
Then I will go to the dangerous place.
如果打仗，我就先打仗。
If I need to fight, I will go first.
所以我不能像昨天一样。
Although I will not be like yesterday.
跟天使摔跤的时候，连上帝的使者都败给我。
The wrestle with the messenger of God, I almost won.
我现在已经瘸腿的，还能做什么呢？
Now I'm already a cripple.
所以他的外表是最低落的。
So physically he looks like the worst.
他的灵性变得很高超。
But his spirituality was elevated.
我问你，这样的日子什么时候临到你呢？
I'm asking you, when would these days come to you?
你什么时候不再靠自己的聪明，不再靠自己的健康，不再靠自己在地上有任何的优点？
When will you stop relying on your own health, your own talent, and your own intelligence?
你要舍弃你自己。
You need to deny yourself.
你先照顾别人。
And take care of others.
你先想别人。
You must think of others first.
王明道先生说。
The Reverend Wang Mingdao said.
基督徒处世各业里面有一句话。
There is a quotation in the way Christians should live.
有利益的时候，你不要往前冲。
If there is a profit ahead, do not rush there first.
有困难的时候，你不要往后退。
And when there's difficulty, do not be the first to run away.
伟大的人格。
A great character.
困难来到的时候，向前冲。
Will be the first person to face difficulty.
有利益的时候，让别人先得。
And when there's profit, he will allow others to go
first. 雅各这个是完全改变过来。
Jacob has gone through a transformation.
完全救过来。
Absolute change.
他要做一个家长。
Now he will be a parent.
应当有牺牲的心。
He will be sacrificing.
他做一个领袖。
As a leader.
应当有好的榜样。
He will be a good example.
他在困难的时候。
When difficulties come.
走在最前头。
He will walk right in front.
面对哥哥杀死他的场面。
He will face the danger of his brother.
他要让别人不受祸。
And he will protect others.
所以雅各走在前面。
And so he walked in front.
他一走到前头的时候。
As he walked in front.
他看见以扫来了。
He saw Esau coming.
以扫走在最前头。
And Esau was right in front.
以扫从年轻就是一个敢做敢为的人。
And since he was young, Esau was a bold person.
他是听话、尽责任、孝敬父亲的人。
He was responsible, he was obedient and filial.
父亲说：“你给我去打猎。”他马上就去打猎。
The father said, "Hunt for me wild game," and he went.
你煮给我吃，他就煮给父亲吃。
He just cooked something for me. He was
他是一个普通人看来相当好的孩子。
So he was a obedient child.
但他从来没有想到，他还没有煮成功，别人已经吃下去了。
But he never realized that he would be deceived.
原来有诡诈的人会比负责任的人更先一步把好处抢去。
And those deceptive people will always take the goodies from the
obedient one. 这个很正常的普通人。
He was just a common man.
听说弟弟回来了。
He heard that his brother is coming back.
带了四百个人。
And he brought 400 people.
要来做什么呢
？For what purpose?
要来把弟弟剁成肉浆吗？
Was it to kill his brother?
要来杀死他吗
？Was it to slaughter him?
不是的。
No.
他要来欢迎他。
He wanted to welcome him.
至少看看弟弟变成什么样子。
To at least see what happened to the brother.
几十年没有见了。
They didn't meet each other for decades.
他还活着了吗
？Is he still alive?
年轻的那个面孔，老了变成怎么样的
？What does he look like now?
所以他一来的时候呢
？So when he arrived.
现在以扫在前头。
Esau was ahead.
雅各也在前头。
Jacob also.
当他们两个相遇见面的时候呢
？And when both met each other.
原来没有拿刀。
There were no weapons.
没有杀
They didn't kill each other.
甚至两个相抱就哭了
The Bible says they embraced each other and wept.
人是感情的动物
We are emotional beings.
几十年前的仇恨
The hatred for many decades ago.
为什么拖到现在呢
Why would we drag it all the way to today?
做了的事情让做了跟历史一同去死吧
Things that are in the past, we should let it die.
未来的事情从今天开始让我们努力去见吧
And we strive towards the future from today.
所以我告诉你
I tell you this.
你所讨厌的人
The people that you hate most.
不一定像你所想的那么坏
May not be as evil as you think they are.
你千万不要以为你总是比别人好
Do not think that you are holier than others.
你总是以为别人比你坏
You always think that other people are worse than you.
我告诉你很多坏人没有你想象那么坏因为你是罪人你把坏人想得更坏这表示你自己也不是好的
Because you are a sinner, you always think of others as worse than you. That means you are not that good also.
当你见到你最讨厌的人的时候
When you meet someone that you really, really hate,
发现他不是打你
and you discover that the person is not going to hit you,
他是抱你
but embrace you,
他不是杀你
he's not going to kill you,
他用眼泪来欢迎你
but welcome you with his tears.
如果是这样的话
if this were the case,
我过去的想象力太丰富了
I may have too rich an imagination in the past.
我过去的消极的悲观是太多疑了
And in the past, I may have been too pessimistic.
你知道不知道？你怕发生的事情，有90%根本从来不会发生。
You know, 90% of what you worry about will not happen.
你知道不知道？你的病75%是想出来的，25%是真正病。
Out of the illness you have, 75% is out of your imagination. Only 25%.
你知道不知道？你花给医生的钱，80%是本来不必出的。
You know that you spend about 80% of medical fee that you ought not to.
不，上帝怜悯医生，所以他才有饭吃。
But God have mercy on doctors, that's why they got a job.
所以挂历的人也有一些经济上的贡献。
So even if you are a person who worry a lot, you contribute to the economy.
如果你真正明白这个道理
，If you really understand this principle,
你就从你的浪费中间出来。
You will escape from your waste.
从多余的思想中间出来。
And escape from all this extra
imagination. 你想想看。
Think about this.
把80%的思考力量不放在那些事，而放在发展上帝的工作，教会要怎么兴旺啊
？If you take away this 80% of the things you worry about, other things, and you use it on the work of God, the church will be revived.
世界不像你所想象的那么坏。
The world is not as bad as you think it is.
你的仇敌也不像你想象的那么残忍。
Your enemies are not as cruel as your imagination.
你的未来不像你所挂虑的那么苛刻。
And your future is not as bad as you have.
你身体的状况不像你想象的那么不好。
And your body is not as sick as you think it is.
我从小常常泻肚子。
When I was young, I always had diarrhea.
我也感觉到身体大概就是这方面比较衰弱。
And I think that this is where I'm physically weak.
虽然我是相当乐观的人。
Although I'm quite an optimistic person.
但是对我的泻肚子，我常常感到自己不应当太乐观。
But I thought a pessimistic about this diarrhea.
但是呢
However,
这一次有一个同工一直劝我，你要去 这个 colonoscopy 去查你的肠到底怎么样。
I have a coworker that keep telling me to do a colonoscopy.
我也不感觉到需要，因为这个很麻烦。
I thought, well, it's very troublesome.
要一个晚上不吃东西，第二天还要弄东弄西，麻烦的不得了。
You need to fast for a night and a lot of procedures.
好了好了，我就听他劝。
But he kept persuading me. I said fine.
我就到新加坡来查。
I went for a medical examination.
我太太飞过来。
And my wife came.
晚上几点要吃什么，什么时候停，替我照顾的清清楚楚。
And she took good care of me. I got a fast.
第二天早上去查。
The second day when I went for examination, after that,
我看了以后,
I looked at the report,
我吓了一跳,
and I was astonished.
我看那个照片照出来, 那个肠啊, 干净光滑, 好像 baby 的肠。
The intestine is very clean, like that of a baby.
我才知道我有新生命了。
Then I knew that my life was renewed.
只有在一个地方, 大肠小肠接的地方, 好像有一点发炎, 有一点红血的丝一样。
And it's only a little place with inflammation.
那整条呢，就用照相这小的镜头照，都是光溜溜，好像全新 ，brand new.
Colonoscopy result was excellent.
我说对医生说，这个是错了，这个是不是别的小孩子的肠了
？I asked the doctor, maybe the picture is not mine.
他说 no.
Doctor said
that's
no.
That's absolutely yours.
就是你的。
我说你怎么知道里面拿错给我的
？I said how do you know you didn't get the wrong picture?
他说那边。定下了这个机器照你肠的时间，就是你刚才进那个房间的时间。你看
，Is it the timing on the picture match？
后来我带回家还不相信。
I brought home and was not.
我再看是啊，就是那个时间。
Yeah, there was. 因为
那个时间根本没有别人嘛。
There were no other patients.
那我把它再演十次，看十次，因为欣赏自己那么好。
And I kept admiring at my own picture.
感谢上帝，
Thanks be to God.
我就更不挂虑了。
And so there were no more worries.
我本来都不怕病了，那个以后我更不怕病。
In the first place, I don't worry about it too much.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
事情不像你想象的那么不好。
Things are not as bad as you imagine them to be.
你的身体不像你挂虑的那么不好。
And your body is not as bad as you.
你的前途不像你所盼的那么不好。
The future is not as scary as you think it is.
你最讨厌的人也不像你所想象的那么不好。
And the person you hate most may not be as evil as you think.
所以，当你有新生命的开始的时候。
So when your new life comes,
你有新的勇气。
You must have a new bonus.
有新的力量。
A new strength.
有新的观念。
A new concept.
有新的衡量。
A new way of.
有新的对待别人。
A new way of treating others.
当几十年没有见面，本来要杀他的哥哥，今天来看他的时候，是抱着哭，是欢迎他回来。
And his brother he thought would kill him, embrace him and wept.
以扫讲话了。
And Esau speak.
他没有说你的腿做什么了。
He didn't ask what happened to your leg.
他很有礼貌哎。
He was very courteous.
他没有专门吹毛求疵，什么事情发生了？是不是耶和华替我报应你了
？And asked whether God has taken revenge on you.
以撒问这些是谁呢
？Esau asked who
are these
people?
耶和华赐给你的弟弟的这些家眷。
And Jacob said, "These are the children that God has graciously given to me."
你这么多孩子吗？
Do you have so many children?
那么这些牲畜是什么呢？
What about the livestock?
这是我特别为了预备要送给哥哥的礼物。
Jacob said, "These are the gifts I prepared for
you." 弟弟啊，我够了。
And the brother said, "I have
enough." 你为什么给我这么多呢？
There is no need for this.
我不需要这个东西。
I do not need them.
咦呀哥，心里还想用物质收买哥哥，使他看到这么好处，就不要杀我。
Jacob wanted to bribe the brother actually.
他哥哥说不需要。
And the brother said, I don't need this.
我不像你想象那样。
I am not like what you think.
我不是为了这些才宽恕你。
I did not forgive you for these things. Take it back.
我够了。
I have enough.
我不知道雅各听了什么感受。
I don't know how Jacob would have felt.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says,
雅各为了怕他哥哥杀他。
Because Jacob was afraid of his brother.
跪下七次拜他才起来。
He knelt down seven times before he rose.
这个比乾隆皇帝要 McCartney 三跪九磕里还多四次。
Four times more than what Emperor Qianlong demanded of McCartney.
他跪七次才起来。
He knelt down seven times.
就是意思求饶，求饶，完整的求饶，你一定要饶我一命。
He kept begging for mercy in his life.
一个缺腿的人跪下来是不是会更容易？我不知道，但是爬起来会更难。
I know that it's difficult for a cripple to get up after kneeling.
马上爬起来，再跪下去，再爬起来，再跪下去，七次。
He did it seven times.
他哥哥莫名其妙。
His brother was a.
我们是兄弟呀。
We are brothers.
为什么要这样的礼来见我呢
？Why do you have to do this?
他的妻子孩子都训练好了，个个跪跪跪跪跪跪。
The children were all kneel down at the same time.
雅各在家族里面的权威还是很大的。
It means that he had great power.
做我妻子的，都听我的话。
all the children, all
做我妾的都听我的话
all the concubines,
做我的孩子的照我的规矩
all the children follow the order.
他不但从前健康的时候威力这么大
when he was healthy, he had great power.
他瘸腿以后还是同样有威力
but he still exercised the power when he was a cripple.
所有的家人都向以扫跪下来
and so all the children and the family knelt down.
很奇怪的以扫来的时候没有带妻子没有带孩子来
Esau did not bring any of his family members.
他自己来
He came himself.
他带400个人来
With 400 servants.
这个呢更给人感觉到一定是来报仇的
And so that's why they thought it was a vengeance.
报仇不必带妻子孩子来嘛
There is no need to bring family members.
带400个打手来就可以了嘛
You just bring 400 people.
所以如果他看以扫凶的话我相信雅各会连400个都一个个跪
Perhaps Jacob was new to all 400 followers.
哎呀，你跟我是弟兄。
He said, "You are my brother."
你见我为什么要这样呢
？Why do you have to do this?
好像从前从来没有发生过欺骗的事情。
As if there were no deception.
好像从来没有要杀他的仇恨。
As if there is no hatred.
就好像过去的过去已经成了永远的过去。
Like the things of the past have gone.
现在回来了。
Now you have returned.
你跟我一同走吧。
Follow me.
我到哪里去
？Wherever I go.
雅各说不。
Jacob said no.
我的孩子们很累了。
My children are tired.
我的牛羊很疲倦了。
And the cows are tired.
你逼他们走的话
，If you force them to move,
今天全部都会死了。
They will die all in one day.
你让我慢慢走吧。
Let me move slowly.
有一天我会走到你那里希尔的地方再去见你。
And I will meet you finally.
啊，如果是这样的话
，If this were the
case, 那么你这么累，
you are
这么辛苦，
so tired.
我留下这几百个人来照顾你们吧。
Esau said, "I leave behind some people to take care of you."
雅各心里想，这几个人是人还是鬼，我都不知道。
And Jacob don't know the background of these people.
哥哥，不必了。
And he said, "Brother,
让他们跟着你回去吧。
Let them follow you back.
慢慢休息就好了。
Just rest."
就这样离开了。
And so he left.
从此以后
，From that time onwards,
有没有再见面
？Did they meet each other again?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
雅各真的慢慢走到西尔吗
？Did Jacob move all the way to Esau's place?
不是现在。
No, not now.
我不知道有没有。
I do not know whether he did.
但圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
雅各就到了一个地方
，He went to a place,
就歇息下来
，And he rested,
就开始建房子
，And started building his house.
这是我的房子
，His own house.
这是我的家园
，My own family.
这是我太太要住的
，And this is where my wife would stay.
我的妾要住的
，Where my concubine would stay.
我的儿子要住的
，Where my son would stay.
这是我的牲畜归家的羊栏
，The place where my livestock would return.
这是第一次我为自己。建我自己的家园。
The first time I built my own house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
人在地上的年龄是做人客。
When we are still alive, we are but a traveler and guest.
雅各从他拉班的地方回来的时候
，When Jacob returned from the land of Laban，
直到今天
，Till today，
他才真正放下了心中一块大的石头。
Then he finally was relieved of this great burden.
可以进入神应许的迦南美地。
The burden of his brother, and he entered into the promised land.
他可以没有顾忌的可以继续活下去。
There is no more any worries for him to live.
以后的日子是做什么呢
？And in the days to come,
他挣扎、困难、磨练，所有劳碌的生命已经过去了。
The days of all the struggle and difficulty have passed.
他现在好好把他家建立起来。
Now he wanted to build up his own family.
好好把他的房子、把他的产业、把他安定下来。
And to settle down his household, build a house.
他要看主怎么引导他以后的日子。
And he wanted to see how the Lord will lead the days to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
过去的仇恨呢
？The hatred of the past
已经结束了
，have ended.
过去的调皮。
And all the mischievous
过去的梦想
acts and the imagination
过去用各样阴险的手段
and all the deceptions of the past
盼望达到自己目的的日子已经结束了
the days where he tried to get whatever for himself had passed
雅各的生活
the life of Jacob
是有血有泪是可歌可泣的生活
was a life that is full of dramatic events
雅各为什么变成一个多妻的人呢
Why was he a person with many wives?
完全不是他主动要的。
It was not because he wished it to be so.
他虽然不是个太诚实的人。
Although he was not too honest.
但他真爱的就是拉结。
But he loved Rachel.
他第一眼看到拉结。
And when he saw Rachel,
就抱着他大哭。
And he just hold on to her and cried.
不过是因为我们是亲戚。
Because they were relatives.
你的爸爸跟我的妈妈是兄妹。
Your father and my mother are siblings.
自从你的妈 我的妈妈离开这个家，嫁到我父亲那里去的时候。
And since my mother left home and went to my father.
直到今天我没有见过你。
I had not met you.
我从来不认识，也不知道你的爸爸是怎么样的。
I do not know what your father looks like.
如今回来
，Now I've returned.
见了你
，I met you.
然后拉班问他说
，And Laban then asked him.
我岂可白白用你？你是我的血，我肉。是我的至亲，你可以住在我家。雅各就住在他舅父的家，跟他做工。
You are my blood relative, you can stay in my house. And so Jacob stayed in his uncle's house and worked for him.
这个拉班呢，是一个心中有暗算的人。
But Laban was a person who was calculative.
像你这么健康的人
，He looked at this young man.
这么力壮的青春，这个年轻人
，so healthy.
你在我家做工，我可以省去多少钱请别人
？He knew that he could work for free for his house.
何况就是自己的亲戚
，and especially he's a close relative.
许多长辈
，many of the elderly persons
总想自己发财，利用晚辈
，always want to make use of the next generation to prosper themselves.
不好意思问他说。
And so he asked him,
你到底要多少工价呢
？How much money do you want？
啊，许多晚辈
，and many of the younger generation，
不好意思告诉我需要比较多的工价。
Would not want to say that they want a bit of money。
是心想年纪轻轻，少少钱也够了。
They always think that I'm young, I don't ask for too much。
这样很多的年轻人
，and so many young people，
就无意中上人的当。
In always fall into others' deception.
有被利用的价值
And are used by others.
又年轻又力壮，只因为没有经验，所以得了很低的薪水，他也甘愿
Because they are young and inexperienced, they are paid poorly.
但雅各又有另外一件事情
But Jacob has another thinking.
我就是没有工钱，我也替你做
He said, "I'm willing to work for free."
因为我在你家里见到了美女
Because I see this beautiful woman in your house.
美女对我眼睛的滋养啊。
And then because of the beautiful girl in this family,
好，我千万财产放在我袋子里。
It is much better than money.
我如果拿了很多的钱，你把我送走了，我苦死了，因为我所爱的在这里呀。
Even though I can make a lot of money, the person I love is in your house.
所以呢，雅各就自己决定，自己提出，我要跟你做七年。
So Jacob proposed that he will work 7 years.
这种年轻人很少了。
Very hard to find such young people.
我去跟你做七年。
So he said, I work for you 7 years.
我不讲薪水的。
I don't talk about pay.
只要你把女儿给我就可以了。
Just let me marry your daughter.
爱情的力量大到这个地步。
The power of love.
他就为这个女儿。
For this daughter.
为了美女。
For this beautiful girl.
不动她。
He didn't do anything to her.
不弄坏她。
And didn't damage her.
甘心的一面看她一面做工做了365乘7。
And willingly he worked for 7 whole years.
等到时间到的时候
，When the time was up，
老人家早看在眼里。
The elderly person already made his calculation.
你没有我的女儿，你不会活。
That you will not live without my daughter.
所以我就趁着你有这种感情的需要，我不给你钱。
And so because of this emotional need, I will not pay you.
你就做牛做马嘛。
You just work very hard for me.
这事情不是我需要你，其实我是需要你。我不告诉你，我看出是你需要我的女儿。
And he just make use of Jacob because he loved the daughter.
所以呢，等到结婚的时候
，On the day of the wedding,
定好了筵席
，The banquet was set.
什么都做好了
，Everything was done.
然后把他的女儿，把她穿得整整齐齐，用帕子很香的。把他盖住他的面孔，送到他房间。
And he covered her face with a veil.
哇，雅各呢，七年劳苦，心里说算什么，当作七天。
And Jacob thought that it was like 7 days.
这个是圣经第一次记载相对论。
This is the first time relativity is seen in the Bible.
七年变成七天。
7 years become like 7 days for him.
这个就是就是心理里面的物理学。
And this is the physics of the heart.
心理学的相对论。
很干练。
所以那天晚上
the evening,
雅各非常满足。
Jacob was very satisfied.
也娶到他所爱的。
He has finally married
the loved one. 七年的劳苦当作这个2000多钱的享受。
Seven years of labor was nothing.
所以他亲嘴。
And so he kissed her.
他同房。
And they slept together.
他相抱。
They embraced.
他达到了一生的梦了。
And he felt that he has fulfilled his dream.
因为那个时候 neon 还没有发明。
Because at that time there was no neon light.
爱迪生还没有在世界上。
Edison was not on earth.
早上太阳光上升的时候。
In the morning when the sunlight came.
看原来他暗中所同房的新娘 是姐姐，不是妹妹。
He discovered that the bride was the elder sister instead of the younger one.
那个大眼睛的美丽姑娘不是这个。
It is not the girl with the large eyes.
我不知道他的心发生什么事情。
I don't know what will happen to his heart.
马上找他的岳父。
Immediately he looked for the father.
你做了什么事？
How can you do this?
你骗了我。
You have deceived me.
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
雅各是以色列祖先里面第一个多妻的人。
Jacob was the first person in the lineage of the Israelite to have more than one wives.
不是他的计划，
but it was not his plan.
掉在现实的这个捆绑的里面，
but he fell into a trap.
他掉在他这个岳父的计划里面，
a trap set by his father-in-law.
结果怎么办呢？
In the end,
他的岳父很简单的对他说，这里的风俗不可先嫁小女儿，一定要先嫁大女儿，所以我把利亚给你。
The father-in-law simply declared that it's the custom of the land to have the elder sister marry first.
雅各没有办法跟他辩论。
And there was just no way to debate.
雅各只能苦苦地接受这个事实，哑子吃黄连，有苦说不出。
And Jacob could just continue to accept the fact.
岳父再对他讲一句话。
And the father-in-law said,
你好好跟我的大女儿同房七天，我就把小女儿再送给你。
You just be with my elder daughter for 7 days, then I will give you the younger one too.
这次不是雅各讲的。
This was not proposed by Jacob.
是拉班说了，为了利亚，你在这里再做工七年。
And he said, you work for me another 7 years for Rachel.
人生有几个14年呢？
How many 14 years do we have in our lifetime?
本来娶一个，他愿意花四年，结果为了两个，他变成花14年。
But because of having the second wife, he had to work 14 years.
这一段的日子，
this whole period of time,
不是他的计划，
was not part of his plan.
他有多妻的这个历史，
he had the history of having more than one wife.
不是他情意太盛，
but it was not for his own desires.
结果拉班再把两个使女给他，
and Laban gave him also 2 maidservants.
这两个妻子甘愿把使女交到他房间里面，
and the 2 wives was willing for that to happen.
雅各在这个事情上变成完全情不自主的人。
And so it was not all his plans.
结果他变成一个四个妻子，十三个孩子。
In the end, he had 4 wives, 13 children.
当他回到迦南美地的时候，
and when he returned to Canaan,
这些米已经煮成饭了。
All these are already facts.
劳碌十多年，
he had worked for many years.
再加上继续再多一些年，
and he continued to work.
他不知道是为谁。
He didn't know what was it for.
他回到神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒的地，他进来了。
But now he returned to the land that God has promised to Abraham and Isaac.
现在整个应许的继承人就是他一个人。
And he became the only one that will inherit everything.
他要变成一族之父。
He will become the father of a whole
people. 我们现在没有叫那些亚伯拉罕后代叫做亚伯拉罕人，我们没有叫他们以撒人，我们叫他以色列人。
But today we refer to these people as Israelites.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为就是雅各的新名字。
Israel is the name of Jacob.
他有十三个孩子。
He had 13 children.
十二个男孩子。
12 sons.
还他生了一个女孩子。
And one daughter.
这个女孩子的事迹就记载在34章的里面。
And chapter 34 relates about the daughter.
我们下个礼拜，
and next week,
要看到这个家族发生了一个很可怕的、非常不人文的一个大灾祸。
We will see a great disaster that happened to this family.
就是上帝家里的女人为什么失身？
And how the daughter in the household of God was raised.
上帝显明中间一个处女为什么失去她的贞洁？
And how a virgin in among the chosen people was defiled.
这些都是我们的教训。
These all contain important lessons.
都是我们的境界。
And important warnings.
就是有血有肉的人。
These people are common folks.
都发生了这些可喝可泣的故事。
And dramatic events happen to their lives.
虽然是历史上很简短的时间发生了几个人的事情。
Although they are momentous things that happen to just a few people.
成为历史历代全人类伟大的一个教训。
But they became great lessons for all generations.
圣徒很可怕的警惕。
Important warnings for all the saints.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们不是很随便的看圣经。
When we look at the Bible, we do not just look at it haphazardly.
神的宝座。
From the throne of God.
神的计划。
from the plan of God,
神的原理
from the principles of God,
看见神为什么让这些事记载在圣经里面
we want to understand why God would allow these to be recorded,
好叫我们谨慎行走人生的道路
that we may be cautious upon our pathway in our life,
上帝喜悦的子民
and do things that are pleasing to God,
愿上帝赐福给我们
may God bless us all,
今天我们所传讲就到这个地方
and today we will end here,
我们大家低头祷告
let us